You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at Rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and in this segment, we're giving it up for Jicarilla Apache Taos Pueblo hip-hop artist Task One. But first, a reminder. On April 27th through the 28th in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on the week of Gathering of Nations, I'll be hosting the 7th annual All That Culture Music of the Americas show at the Press Room at 2509 San Mateo Boulevard, Northeast. The show is produced by Only the Brave Entertainment and will feature such artists as the Plateros, Summit Dub Squad, Chucky Begay and the Mother Earth Blues Band, and Shawn Michael Perry. For more information, click the banner for that show on this very page. It'll be two evenings of music and food and an instrument raffle. The proceeds for this event go to provide musical instruments for students in rural and reservation communities. Also on the bill is Jicarilla Apache Taos Pueblo hip-hop artist Task One, who is on the verge of releasing his debut CD in the month of May. Rockwired had a chance to speak with the artist, also known as Nathaniel Lujan, regarding the new project, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. Here is Task One with Dreamin'.
Excuse me while I'm dreaming. I like the vibe that I'm feeling. Baby, excuse me while I'm dreaming. I like the vibe that I'm feeling. But there's gotta be a reason for the feeling, thinking about the pawball. Excuse me while I'm dreaming. Was I too drunk to remember it? Remember trying to figure out on where the hell December went. Ain't nobody better than you, heard it from a veteran. No more EBT, it's out the door, I'm swiping cheddar, man. Yeah, who is it? Oh. Let 'em in, 20 bitches on the team, all them were the letterman. I took the deuces, even though my crew is ruthless. We like four locos, harder than two C's. Who's this? Never heard it before, it must be new shit. Play cuz in the movement, we do this. Yeah, should've listened, but you didn't on the first time. Now I'm past the hunger, out for blood, I'm in the thirst line. Vampire sick, my entire clique. Go bananas on some empire shit. It's like 3 in the morning and my pocket's still growing. I'm a hustler. But baby, excuse me while I'm dreaming. I like the vibe that I'm feeling. But there's gotta be a reason for the feeling, thinking about the pawball. But baby, excuse me while I'm dreaming. I like the vibe that I'm feeling. But there's gotta be a reason for the feeling, thinking about the pawball. Excuse me while I'm dreaming.
To the TIP, it's my destination. Till I reach it, I won't stop. No screeching, I got breaks for no reason. I love them and leave them. That way they can never call it cheating. Leave them leaking. Guaranteed I have them gleeking when I'm beating. Money's the motivation. No need to motivate her. Making love to her mouth is my money maker. Nigga, money, power, and respect is the only goal. Nigga, say their life is the shit. Mine is like the commode. Niggas is understudies, just hoping to play your role. And bitches act for gifts when they hard as a lump of coal. This shit is cold and truly I don't really get it. So a nigga getting higher than a wizard playing Quidditch. Shit, it's getting harder to survive in these later days. As I age, I'm starting to fall victim to my evil ways. Always grinding for pay, minimum wage. Whew, this nigga's crazy.
But baby, excuse me while I'm dreaming. I like the vibe that I'm feeling. But there's gotta be a reason for the feeling. But baby, excuse me while I'm dreaming. I like the vibe that I'm feeling. But there's gotta be a reason for the feeling, thinking about the pawball. Excuse me while I'm dreaming.
My name is Sam, drop off. You know I hop off when I'm bomb off that pop off. I want that slippery, slick kitty with tipsy. That have a nigga think he dreaming can't fix me. no fixing shit. Weed strong, yeah, and this bitch likes a vixen shit. Drunk and want a vixen bitch, but I don't think I'm getting it, cause either I'm dreaming or waking up forgetting shit. But if I don't, then ta-da, I poke her face and have the lady going gaga. Around here, we don't flip four, we use a flip four. You can ask my partners, nigga, ha-ha. But no jokes, young nigga going dumb hard. I spit dumb bars, I'm so sick. And the bitch loves the ditch, so she get it real quick. Get a nut, you don't get it.
But baby, excuse me while I'm dreaming, dreaming. I like the vibe that I'm feeling, feeling. Gotta be a reason for the feeling, think it's about to pop off. But baby, excuse me while I'm dreaming, dreaming. I like the vibe that I'm feeling, feeling. But there's gotta be a reason for the feeling, think it's about to pop off.
That was Task One with Dreamin', a cut off of his forthcoming CD due out in May. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Task One regarding his new project, and here's how the interview went.
Well, you got this CD coming out in May, you believe, and now that it's almost out there for people to hear, how do you feel about all the work that's gone into it so far?
You know what, I think that I've put my heart, it's been like 3 years in the making for me to come out and actually bring an actual CD and put it out there to the world instead of just having it for my friends, you know. So I feel very confident with this CD.
I see. And why 3 years? Or not access to a studio? Or what was it specifically?
Well, you know, there's ups and downs when it comes to having a studio. I had one studio that I had on a PC, and then my PC busted down, so then I gathered up some money and I bought me an iMac, and that's usually what people use for music, so that's what I use. I use my iMac, and this thing has been my baby girl since day one. She hasn't fallen on me yet, so that's basically the main problem for why I didn't drop a CD 2-3 years ago, is because I just didn't have the equipment. And so now that I'm on point with my music and everything, and have all the equipment that I need to make a legit CD, then yeah, I put it out, and now is the time, so I hope I sign with it.
I see. So it's just you behind the controls completely, nobody else, or?
No, nobody else, and sometimes I do have some people that make their own beats, and then they send it to me, and then I'll rap over it, and I'll put it on, because I don't want it to be completely just me. I want to showcase other people's talents as well, so.
And what other talents do you showcase on this forthcoming release?
My talents would be my homeboy. I got a lot of homeboys that just do music with me, just GP, you know what I'm saying? So I got my homeboys on the beats. I got a Franchise Beats, look him up. He's on SoundClick. He's on Facebook. I got Chicago. He's another Casper artist from Casper, Wyoming. And he's very good with his beat-making skills. And I have Little Ray Ray, Slim B, Nate Beasy, Taylor May, Easy Money, and myself. And basically that's the artists that I just named off right now. This is the artists that are going to be on my album, so I got to give them props, and they've done their thing on my album, so, you know, nothing but love for you guys, man. Play cousin.
And where does someone look you up?
You can look me up either on YouTube. We got, you just look it up, type it up, Play Cousin Productions, that's PlayCuzzin Productions, and you can find us very easily. Or you can go to my page, and that's www.playcuzzin.com, spelled the same way. Or you can just hit me on Facebook, or you can get me on Reverb Nation Task One with the $ as the S. You can find a lot of my music everywhere. I'm pretty much viral. I'm trying to get into that viral game, so right now I'm trying to put it out there, like, on a mass, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I can get it out there to everybody.
Gotcha. And talk about how music started for you. How did that begin?
Well, music's been in my family since day one. My dad, he was in bands. My grandpa, my great uncles, my uncles, everybody plays an instrument. I just used to sit back and listen to them in the garage playing music, and I loved it, and I fell in love with it. But seriously, when I came to music, here's a fact about me. I actually graduated high school from making a beat in my choir class because I didn't know how to sing, so I went to choir class, and I was a little knucklehead, so I didn't really listen to anybody. And, you know, my teacher, she gave me the opportunity to go straight to the keyboard and put the headphones on, and I made a couple beats, and that's how I got a B+ in that class, and I graduated high school. So, I mean, that's when I started taking it seriously.
I see. And growing up, what sort of artists spoke to you?
Artists. Like, on hip-hop level?
Yeah.
I would say Tupac was the main one. Of course, Machiavelli, you know what I'm saying? I dug his music because he spoke to the people. And whether that was black, white, Hispanic, Native American, it didn't matter. Everybody felt him. So I felt like that was a good person for me to have, you know what I'm saying, something that I could come off of with my music. So I listened to him. But really, what I grew up listening to because of my parents and my uncles, it was the oldie music. I love oldies from the 60s, lowrider music. That was my thing. So
I see. And at what point did you decide, you know, putting beats together and you know, coming up with rhymes? When did all that start?
I'd say after high school, you know. I started making beats because nobody else did around these parts. In Wyoming, there's not a market for hip-hop music, so I couldn't find nobody who made beats. I was always rapping ever since I heard NWA and all that old school music. I was like, yeah, that's my music. I love it. You know, but I got serious about it after high school, so I'd say about 19 years old.
And how do you keep your head above water musically living in a place like Wyoming? I'm just curious there.
Really, you know, I just stick to my music. Like, I have friends, and we come by. Most of my friends are musicians themselves, so I just keep myself surrounded by musicians, and it works out perfectly.
Check out Task One at either Facebook or ReverbNation.com. Here is Task One once again with Lemonade and Vodka.
Lemonade and Vodka, lemonade and Vodka. Lemonade and Vodka, lemonade and Vodka. Lemonade and Vodka, lemonade and Vodka. Lemonade and Vodka, lemonade and Vodka. Liquor Kush and Vixie, is it music on the bullshit? M.O.B. is 403, it's 4 on some cool shit. Money ain't gon' make me not, bitches ain't gon' break me not. Break it up and smoke it lot. West Coast, Tupac, Wu-Tang, cause do not. You know what I mean, and I mean what I know, so I spit this flow, and it smells like green. So hard I go when I got the lead, lemonade squeeze. Put it on my tea and I get my cheese, cause I made my green, and I brought the heat. Sipping lemonade and vodka, lemonade and vodka. 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 Put them in the middle with a little bit of lemonade and some vodka. First I get my cup, you get your cup and crush some ice up. Lemonade and some vodka, I bet you feelin' nice, huh? It's warm up in this bitch, I need some orange up in this shit. Poppin' cherries, golden hops, berries, warm up in this bitch. I got my arm around this chick, but I don't even know her name and I'm paid. Cause all I'm thinking about is getting sprays to my music. Like I was taking Nina in the studio, and I'm looking for the fun that got Elena on her booty. Hooty, hooty, hooty. Cause I know there ain't no limit. Sippin' on that lemonade and vodka, lemonade and vodka. 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 Put them in the middle with a little bit of lemonade and some vodka. Put them in the middle with a little bit of lemonade and some vodka. Lemonade and vodka, lemonade and vodka. Lemonade and vodka, lemonade and vodka. Lemonade and vodka, lemonade and vodka. Lemonade and vodka.
You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Donna Destry, and her forthcoming CD, Element of Fire. With producer Stephen Jones of Etranger Musique at her side, Donna embraces a haunting electronic sound marked by exotic melodies and Donna's own ethereal voice on songs such as In Dreams, Some of Your Time, and Fire. Element of Fire by Donna Destry, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Donna at Facebook.com. Take a break from the asinine chick flick starring Jennifer What's-Her-Name from Friends and treat yourself to a different kind of movie-going experience. The Guild Cinema is Albuquerque's only venue for eclectic cinema 7 days a week. From uncompromising documentaries to daring foreign films to kitschy cult favorites, the Guild Cinema provides something different, something better. The Guild Cinema. Located at 3405 Central Avenue Northeast. For news on upcoming screenings, check out guildcinema.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and in this segment, we're giving it up for Jicarilla Apache Taos Pueblo hip-hop artist Task One. But first, a reminder, on April 27th through the 28th in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on the week of Gathering of Nations, I'll be hosting the 7th annual All That Culture Music of the Americas show at the Press Room at 2509 San Mateo Boulevard. Boulevard Northeast. The show is produced by Only the Brave Entertainment and will feature such artists as the Plateros, Summit Dub Squad, Chucky Begay and the Mother Earth Blues Band, and Sean Michael Perry. For more information, click the banner for the show on this very page. It'll be two evenings of electrifying music, great food, fun, and an instrument raffle. The proceeds for this event go to provide musical instruments for students in rural and reservation communities. And one of the artists featured on the bill is Jicarilla Apache Taos Pueblo hip-hop artist Task One, who's on the verge of releasing his debut CD in the month of May. Rockwired had a chance to speak with him regarding the new project, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And describe the creative process for me a little bit, to me a little bit. I mean, you kind of touched on it when we first started talking, but you know, describe how something comes, how a rhyme or some beats go from something you hear in your head to something that people are going to hear over the speakers.
Right.
How does that happen?
What I usually do is I sit down at my keyboard, and if I'm inspired that day by something, like usually when I make a beat, I go off my emotions. If I'm feeling sad that day, I'm going to make a sad song. You know what I mean? If I feel like I'm happy, then I'm going to make a happy song. So usually I start off by making the beat. I lace it up to where it's like it has the hook and the bridges and everything involved into the beat, and then I put it into my recording software and I start recording. Usually I start off with the hook because I like to go off of what I'm talking about in the hook, and then everything else just comes naturally.
And with this CD that you're about to drop, what kind of place are you coming from as a rapper?
As a rapper?
Yeah.
I think I'm coming from the place where it's like I'm from the street, but I don't have to be that person that's out there doing street things like where I'm shooting or gang banging or selling drugs. Like, you know, I've had my run-ins with stuff like that before, and it just wasn't me. I felt like music was more of my calling, so I gather all my inspiration from the streets because these are the people that I've been raised around. Whether they do that kind of bad stuff or whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying, these are still my people, so they inspire me every day for me to keep going and doing something legal instead of being out there on the streets and getting in trouble. So I feel like I speak for the people.
And how have your family reacted to the music that you're making? I mean, in the Indian community, you always hear about tradition and things like that.
Right.
And hip hop, you know, it doesn't quite fit that mold. So how has your family received the kind of music that you're doing?
You know, my family, since my dad he's very musically inclined and he knows about a lot of music, he's been with me 100%, as well as my mom. She's been there behind my back. You know, they might not like all the racket, you know, they might not like all the sounds and maybe the cuss words, but I mean, we're in America now, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
the way it is like we're speaking to everybody. It's not just like, come on, you can't just sit here and say, okay, well, I like him because he's a Native American spitting or rapping. I want these people to look at us like we are America, because we are. We're the first Americans, so I don't see why there's a problem with anything that we're doing, because, you know, I mean, we're influenced by everything that goes on around us, but we also come up with our own lingos and come up with everything. So, you know, the way I see it is that my family respects and everything that I do. They go 100% behind me, and they understand what I'm doing. And I hope everybody else feels the same way.
And from the CD that you're about to release, what songs off of it stand out for you the most, and why?
I would like to say that my song Dreamin' is one of my favorite songs that I did, and I record that when I was in California. But I just feel like, you know, dreaming. Everybody has a dream, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes people don't like to soak that up and say, hey, you know, well, this guy's got a dream, you know, and we don't know how to take it because he's just a dreamer. But just everybody should dream once in a while. If you have something that you want to do, go 100% with it and never stop. Never look back. So that's basically what I was saying in that, whether it's to a female or to another friend or somebody that you really don't get along with. It's just kind of like one of them positive notes, and it's got a cool vibe to it. So I like that song the most.
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard your music?
I would like them to say, hey, you know what, this guy knows what he's doing. You know, he's on point. His music is good. He's making his own beats. He's doing everything by himself. So give the guy a shot. You know what I mean? That's what I would like for people to say about me.
Check out Task One at either Facebook or ReverbNation.com. Here is Task One once again with Best Friends.
let me see that booty. You ain't gotta call me boo boo, babe, but I can definitely be your best friend. Best friend. You poppin', lockin', you roll. Little mama, let me see that booty. You ain't gotta call me boo boo, babe, but I can definitely be your best friend. Best friend.
Said your man ain't true to you, baby, so you can give me a call.
Your dress, hug your frame so tight, so your tight. Body's looking good enough to even take a bite. She's all game, I ain't have to say hi. No, once I get on top, she finna ride me like a bike. I know you got a man, but it's only for a night. You ain't gotta tell nobody, we be keeping it hush. You been naked 10 minutes and that booty is plush. It would be lying if I said that I didn't have a crush. You're driving me wild with your hand on my clutch. Got me ready to bust with just a feel of your touch. Kissing on the lip with my hand on your butt. Now we're sexing in the bedroom and I'm deep in your guts. We started out strangers and we ended as friends. Now she calling me back just to hit it again.
You work that pole like a pro. Little mama, let me see that booty. You ain't gotta call me boo boo, babe, but I could definitely be your best friend. Best friend. You poppin', lockin', you roll. Little mama, let me see that booty. You ain't gotta call me boo boo, babe, but I could definitely be your best friend. Best friend.
My little mama look good tonight. I could be your best friend anytime that you like. Either for the whole weekend or for just one night. Either your man ain't your type or he ain't hitting it right. Yeah, go ahead, get at me on the weekend. It's a lot more fun when we be sneaking. Don't really care about what your man thinking. Just me and you in the late night creeping. The way you're working your body got me fainting. Must be my fantasy girl, feels like I'm dreaming. When I got you in the bedroom screaming, in your panties just dancing and teasing. Girl, I love the way we do what it do. We best friends with no commitment, but it's all cool. We can keep it on the hush, y'all already know the rule. And we act like nothing happened when your man come through, huh?
You work that pole like a pro. Little mama, let me see that booty. You ain't gotta call me boo boo, babe, but I can definitely be your best friend. Best friend. You pop it, lock and you roll. Little mama, let me see that booty. You ain't gotta call me boo boo, babe, but I can definitely be your best friend. Best friend. Best friend. Call me boo boo babe, but I could definitely be your best friend. Best friend, best friend, best friend, best friend, best friend. I could definitely be your best friend. You ain't gotta call me boo boo babe, but I could definitely be your best friend.
That's going to do it for this edition of Aboriginal Sounds. A special thanks goes out to Task One and to Sean Michael Perry and to everyone at Only the Brave Entertainment. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Aboriginal Sounds is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
Solution to all this confusion.